This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Equal Rights Advocates has organized a new national network of attorneys and activists to defend Title IX and its protections around sexual discrimination and women's rights against erosion by the Department of Education. New Republican tax bill plans to eliminate write-offs for disaster damage that allows people to claim uninsured losses after all types of disasters. Senate version allows deductions only if the president declares a disaster. Survey of hotel workers in Chicago found that 49% reported incidents in which guests had exposed themselves, flashed them, or answered the door naked, with only one out of three reporting the incident. Half of the $2 billion searches done annually through Startpage, a Dutch privacy-based encryption search engine used by surveillance-weary consumers, are in the United States. UPS says it expects to deliver 750 million packages between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year, a 5% increase. Nikki Haley, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations and one of the highest-ranking women in the Trump administration, publicly stated that women who had accused Trump of sexual harassment should be heard. The EPA, under Trump and Administrator Scott Pruitt, has started one-third of the cases in the same period as Obama's EPA and one-quarter of those of Bush's EPA, and asked for 39% less in penalties than Obama and 70% less from what Bush sought in the same period. The word amok, as in running amok, is derived from the Malay mingamok, which roughly means making a furious, desperate charge. Ascension and Providence St. Joseph Health, both nonprofits, are discussing a merger, which could create the largest hospital chain in the country, with hospitals in 27 states and revenue of $44.8 billion. Nearly 60% of U.S. hospitals are private nonprofits. A research paper from the University of Chicago finds that the federal government program that spent $4.6 billion on principal reduction to prevent foreclosures from 2010 to 2016 had such a small impact that each reduction cost taxpayers about $800,000. Six states have moved forward with programs to provide free college education since the 2016 election, including Tennessee, Rhode Island, and New York. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.